Thanks, Uncle Darren. Let's start off with cricket. South Africa's under 19 women's team topped their group at the T20 World Cup in Malaysia after beating Nigeria by 41 runs on the Duckworth Lewis Stern method. South Africa scored 49 for 2 in 8 overs, with Simone Lawrence scoring 25 runs before the weather intervened. Nigeria was set a target of 66 in their 8 overs, but could only manage 24 for 8. Player of the match and Dolphins player Seshni Naidu took 2 wickets for just 1 run, and captain Kayla Rainica took 2 wickets for 13 runs. And then defending Betway SA20 champion Sunrisers Eastern Cape beat the Pretoria Capitals by 52 runs in Gqeberha to secure a 3rd consecutive bonus point victory. Now this puts the Sunrisers back in contention for a playoff spot. Captain Aiden Markram, who scored an unbeaten 68, was full of praise for fast bowler Marco Jansen, who claimed 4 wickets.
He just keeps getting better and better. For South African cricket as a whole, it's a really exciting time for us to see what he's doing. I think people forget often that he's actually so young, and quite scary what he achieves for such a young guy. So really relaxed guy, really calm head on his shoulders, and inside a massive competitor. So I think that sort of guides him when he's out there, and naturally that ability comes through as well.
Durban Super Giants are in action at the Kingsmead Stadium later today. They take on Paarl Royals, weather permitting, of course. We'll know whether or not that game will take place at coin toss at 5 o'clock. That one gets underway at 5:30. And then over to some football. Mamelodi Sundowns were 2-1 winners in their Betway Premiership clash against the Magesi FC. Royal AM clash against Orlando Pirates here in PMB at Harigwala Stadium cancelled. Manchester City's hopes of staying in the Champions League hang in the balance after a 4-2 defeat away to a PSG. Boss Pep Guardiola says his team came up short.
At 0-2 and especially 1-2, we could not play. We could not play. And to defend the better, we had to play with the ball. They were better, have an extra man in the middle, put a false nine, and that's why it was difficult to cope, to jump. But they were better. We had to accept it.
And then closing off with some tennis, Arina Sabalenka continues a bid for a 3rd consecutive Australian Open in Melbourne this morning. The defending champion takes on Spain's Paula Badosa in the opening semi-final. Now the winner will go on to play either American Madison Keys or former world number one Iga Swiatek, who meet in the 2nd semi-final. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio sports team and off the bench for Sky Shabalala, I'm Faida Crouch.